You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Grandchildren. So there's an interesting psychology about the way that Yaakov Avinu Shalom blessed his grandchildren. So as we see, he used the special patent. He put his right hand on the left side, that is Ephraim, and the left hand put it on
the right side,
right side, that is
Menashe.
So now, what's the difference to use the right or the left? What difference does it make? Which is stronger?
The right
is stronger.
Some
people, yes. But usually the right is stronger. So now, to consider that the right is a strong hand and the left is weaker hand. So we have a right hand that is a strong hand and the left hand is the weak hand. So now, our attitude toward weakness of other people, that they do something wrong. So we always use our right to their weakness. What does that mean? We make their weakness greater than it is. That means to put the right and the left, right? So that means that we make their weakness what? That means we upgraded it, right? So now, to put the left and the right, so that means, according to this message. So let's say if the right is in front of the right, right? So when somebody stands in front of you, so your right is in front of?
The left. Right. No, left is in front of you.
It's opposite.
No. You, somebody standing in front of you, your right is in front of?
Left.
And your left is in front of?
Right.
Right. So that means when he's standing in front of me, so now what do I do? My right, it makes his left, that is his weakness, much greater. So that means when he does something wrong, I make it huge. Good? That's the attitude of people usually. You don't know what he did? Ay. So now, the left in front of the right, so that means what do I do? What my attitude usually is, I bring down, I lower the goodness of other people. You follow? Yes? So that means, that's what everybody does it. What do you think? No, there's no such a thing. No. So that's what the attitude of people is. So now what did Yaakov Avinu do? He put his right on?
Right side.
Oh, his side. Put the right on the
right. Right.
And put the left on
the left.
So that means what? So that means he upgraded and made it much bigger what he does. So that means even though it's little, nobody can do this. He's great. He's fantastic. You know, he's one of a kind. And then he put his left on the left. So that means that he just ignored, denied, you know, he didn't consider his wrongdoing. It's a beautiful psychology. So that means Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us, yeah, you're standing in front of somebody, so you're right in front of the left. Terrible. Don't go near him. Wait, that's what we do usually. We make it a little bit huge, and then the goodness, whatever they do, just by accident he did this. No, he usually doesn't do this. You know, don't talk about him like this. We lower him, we disrespect him. But here he's teaching us, no, your right always should be on the right, and the left on the left. That means, even though that you see a little bit, make it huge. But you see, maybe terrible thing, make it less.
That's why in front of the mirror we always appraise ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
The right is the right.
Yeah, Chazak Baruch. See, it's a very interesting saying that when you see half a glass of water, how you should look at it?
Half is full.
Half full or half empty?
Half full. Both.
But which one is more logical?
Half empty.
But what's the difference between an attitude that sees it as half full or half empty? But how you can ignore the other half?
You're not ignoring, you're just choosing to focus on one over the other.
That's the thing. Where the selection comes from? Why would you select a half full?
Negative attitude.
No. Understand? But it is. But which one is on the top? The half full or half empty? The empty is on the top. So which one you should look at? The one that is top or the empty?
Top.
On the top?
Bottom.
Top?
Yes.
You like the half empty?
Yes.
So what's trying to find positive in the positive? Why are you looking for the negative then? I'm sorry?
The positive is already there.
I know. Why are you looking at the negative? So that's a whole challenge of looking at life. What are you looking at? He did, as Yaakov Avraham Shalom is trying to teach us, now put your right hand on the right, bring it up, look at the half full, and then put your left on the left. What does it mean? Don't look at the half empty. But how can you do this? It's impossible. It's right in front of your eyes. You see it. You feel it. You do it every day. Every day. So there are two beautiful prescriptions I'm going to prescribe for you without any charge today. One is that as long as using a small cup, you will not have this problem. But if you use a big cup, then you have a big problem. So that means when you use a small cup, it's not that recognizable. What does that mean? That means you expect. Can't be. How could it be? You know, he's my dear friend. He's my brother. He's my neighbor. He's my member. He's my student. How could he say such a thing? So why? Because you have such an expectation, and you use a big, big jug. So of course you see this much empty, and it boils out. So if you just a little bit tailor your demands, then you'll have a better, easy, peaceful life. And the other remedy is the big problem that we all have. As long as you are tall, then you notice the half empty. But when you're short, you only see
the
half. Yeah. Exactly. You have to be short. Don't be too. See, when you're tall, that's a problem. Then you look over people. Psh, like this, you know. How are you? No, that's his in spirituality was tall. But the point here is, you have to learn, you know, be short. Be short, you know, look like this. Don't look over people. Don't think, you know, you're a controller. You know, you know everything. You know, don't tell me this. You know, I know all of these, you know. Who are you to tell me this? Exactly. So that's a very great, you know, life-saving prescription. And that's what Yaakov Avraham Shalom, with his chokhmah, is teaching us. That we always have to switch our hand, put the energy, positive attitude. Even though that, you know, we see a little bit, make it big. And your left hand has to go to the left side. Why? Because even though you see something wrong, you know, we all make a mistake. You don't need to magnify it. And don't, you know, right away, you know, attack people, you know, why you did this? What kind of attitude is this? And that's a very, very powerful message that we have to always have in mind. To be expert in switching our hand, our attitude. Make him feel good, make him special, praise them, makes a lot of change. And people go through a lot of pain. Why? Because they say and they claim they've never been noticed. They've never been admired. And you do a lot of work, a lot of work. And see, that's a complaint that usually at home you hear. You go home, I mean, the food burned, but you know, so Gan Eden, right? So you go home, you have a lot of expectation. Everything should be clean, you know, arranged. You know, the kids should do their homework. You know, they should go to sleep. There's no such a thing. But here, that's the expectation you have. You want everything, you know, accordingly. It doesn't happen. So then you have to put your right hand on the right side and the left hand on the left side. You'll be grateful, Baruch Hashem, you know. Have to be thankful. Yeah. And that's bringing lots of B'zad Hashem, Shefa, Baracha, B'kol Am Yisrael, Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.